This is the Joey English Show Red Hot Treasure Chest for shows and tours.
You've got passes to the Desert Rose Playhouse. Check out all the details at DesertRosePlayhouse.org. You've got a gift certificate for Maraca's Mexican Cantina and Grill.
Hola, Joey pals. This is Todd Flood. Come join us at Maraca's.
Check it all out at Maraca's-restaurant.com. You've got a gift certificate to Oscar's Cafe and Bar. Every Saturday, Mimosa Men, the all-male strip show at noon. Every Sunday, the bitchiest brunch, usually two shows, 12 p.m. and 2:30, some exceptions. American Idol's pianist Michael Orland, the first Thursday of the month, with some exceptions. And the Last Laugh Wednesdays with Max Mitchell. Last Wednesdays of the month. Various headliners and local comedians. All event tickets at OscarsCabaret.com. You've got a $50 gift certificate from Peaks at the top of the tram. They're open again. Details at PSTramway.com. Okay, Joey pals. All of those wonderful presents, Desert Rose Playhouse, and then the food, Maracas, Oscars, Peaks, goes to one person. I forget if Sochi has children or not. Dennis does not. Stephen does not. Let's use my three kids. We'll take the third caller at 323-JOEY, 323-5639. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. Your caller number three, I'll mail everything out to you, and we'll see you for our our costume contest.
Oh my gosh,
what will you be for Halloween, Stephen?
Sleeping.
Oh. And caller number three, I said on your mark, get ready, get set, go. Okay, here he is, Joey pals, drum roll, Mr. Community.
Hi, Joey.
Hi, sweetheart.
Oh, we meet again.
Going quickly.
I know. Well, you called last week and I wasn't here. I was in a different city and
yes.
Then I missed you. Yeah.
But you answered your phone and where were you? Milwaukee?
I was in Minneapolis.
Minneapolis.
My hometown.
Minnesota.
Yeah, Minnesota. Really one of the most amazing cities in the world, I think. Yeah, for sure.
What town?
Minneapolis.
Is that where I... Yes. No, I worked in Milwaukee.
Yeah. Okay. No, I mean,
I had to think.
Minneapolis is an amazing city. For folks who have not been there, you know, it has, like, I think more theater seats per capita than New York. It has some of the most amazing restaurants in the country.
Wow.
You just get a really vibrant, young group doing innovative things all across the city. And I saw Miss Marilyn May, who I know we're both fans
yes.
of, who's at the Purple Room often. But I never get to see her at the Purple Room because she sells out in 2 seconds.
I saw her at the Annenberg years ago.
Yeah. And she's 93, and she did a show that I will never forget,
and I think one of the best
shows I've ever seen. But she fell, and it was a really good reminder. She fell, she hit her head, and I was so impressed because what she said when she was sitting on the ground was, she had her mic, and she said to her musicians, keep the rhythm going.
Yes.
And then she got back up, and she did her show, and I
bet
thought,
the crowd went wild.
We went wild because it was a really, you know, somebody had said it's sort of like there was the pandemic in like 5 minutes, the whole story of the pandemic of how we've got to just keep going, just keep like, you know, get back up and keep
Surely.
Going. Yeah.
The show must go
A good
on.
Life lesson. Yeah.
She had a shoe problem when I saw her at the Annenberg and we were visiting afterwards and she shared with me that she had two left shoes on or two right
yeah.
shoes on and they weren't just like flip-flops or something. They were... And shoes used to be just one shoe. There weren't left and right shoes.
Yeah.
But I'm very old. And I said, take them off, honey.
Yeah.
She did the whole show with the uncomfortableness
yeah.
of the wrong shoe on one foot.
Yeah. Well, our friends at the Purple Room do such a good job programming. Yes. If you see that Marilyn May is coming back to this town, see, I mean, try to get tickets or bribe someone or beg someone.
She sings very, very well still.
More than very well.
Yes.
Maybe
thank you.
One of the best voices I've heard in a long time.
At any age.
At any age. And she has the experience with this music to act it out with her mm-hmm. facial expressions and her hands. And she takes you on this journey, you know, up and down and...
Good. For you.
What was that old Edie Gourmet song, Guess Who I Saw Today?
Yes.
She did that one and she had everyone in tears.
Yeah, I have that in my show.
Love that
love
song.
Love that.
Love that song. Is it an Edie Gourmet song, or maybe
I'm trying to think.
Who did it?
Michelle LeGrand.
Okay, all right, a great song. Great song. It's a downer, but it's a great cabaret song.
I saw you.
Yeah, breaks your heart. And oh, she's holding the Revival's
weekly
Rev Club email.
Extreme values.
Yeah.
Experience the thrill of the save.
That has to be a
Stephen Hinkie line.
Do you like it?
I love it. The thrill of the save.
Experience the thrill of the save. Yeah,
what does that mean?
Well, you know, we did a survey of our customers a couple years ago and just asked a couple hundred people, what is Revivals to you? And some themes emerged. The main theme was that Revivals was all about the thrill of the hunt. They loved coming in, not knowing what they were going to find, but looking. And then what they said was, I would typically find something that expressed myself. And so for, you know, we often say find yourself at Revivals. And that means, yeah, physically come into the store. But when you come into the store, you're going to find something that fits your unique personality. And so Thrill of the Save kind of mashes up the thing that our customers told us about the hunt. But then also what else is very important to them is affordability and savings. And so we just put the two together and we thought we're going to have
thrill
this.
The thrill of the save. That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Now I've told you for 100 years, I need my fix.
I know.
For me, it's the thrill of the fix.
The fix.
But I have walked in, the best example, I just go in there, I don't know what I want.
Right.
And my grandchildren, the youngest two, had Trevor been here with Robin and the children. And after they left, my green-handled silverware seemed to be missing some pieces. So I emailed my daughter-in-law. She said, oh, gosh, because sometimes the babies, they're older now, would throw out the silverware with the paper plate if they were using paper plates.
Oh, sure.
And I wasn't thinking about that. I walked in Revivals. There was a whole set of the green silverware, the same pattern.
Yeah.
Didn't know I needed it, but as soon as I saw it, I remembered.
Yeah. You know, and it's funny.
The thrill
of
the fix.
I work for the organization, and so I'm in the stores a lot, but I never, even if I'm walking through the store to have a meeting with somebody in the back, I always come a little bit early. I walk the racetrack and I just look around, and it's what you said. It's that fix of what if I find that treasure
exactly.
that I didn't know I need. It's hard to describe what the store feels like, but there is an excitement, I think, in these stores. And I've said this before, it's what I imagine retail used to be like when retail was an event and it wasn't a chore, right?
Used to be like.
You would go and it was a pastime. It was entertainment. It was, you know, you'd see your friends maybe, but you didn't know because you didn't have the internet to give you so much information. You had to go to a store and look around. And Revivals, because it is that wonderful collection of resale and brand new, you don't know. And there's no way for us, and we have an online presence, but there's no way for us to really show you what's truly in the store. And only when you come in do you have that really unique experience of being able to find something completely unexpected.
And add to that, Joey Pals, the four stars, the four stores, which Steve is about to define for you.
Sure.
Nothing's the same in Nothing's the four the stores. Same.
Yeah.
Where are they?
So, you know, I say always make a day of it. Saturday start in wherever it's closest to you. So
Joey's
Revivals, if you're on the west side of the valley in Palm Springs, and then keep going down to 111 and hit the one in Cathedral City.
Which I always say is more like my word. Department store.
Yes.
It is more furniture to my mind.
It's got more furniture and it's got lower priced furniture as well.
Oh gosh, yes.
Because there's a lot of young families that live in Cathedral City.
Remember we did Tyler's whole apartment there for like $500.
Yeah, you can do that.
And
if you keep going, you'll hit Palm Desert, which, you know, you start getting to Palm Desert and a lot of the donations there are in larger homes. So you've got larger pieces and a lot more art and a lot more donated lighting, but still a ton of clothing.
Is that where the 100 women used? Is that still?
It's not still there, but we do get a lot more like boutique type clothing in that store. And so, you know, women know that. And when we have our 50% off monthly sale, they go.
And my drag queen friends know that.
Sure. Why not?
Gosh, yes.
Why not?
And then you get to.
And then you keep going and you're in our brand news store in India on the corner of Monroe and Highway 111. And that store is beautiful because we were able to really start fresh from the bottom up and do all the signage and really lay out the store in a very clean way. And so that store is, they get a lot of great donations from La Quinta and again, other
new
cities,
victims,
right?
New sources.
So some nice big pieces, but also very affordable. I will tell you a secret. Okay. If you love thrifting, our pricing and our resale is done by our volunteers. And so sometimes, you know, something might be $2 in one store, but maybe 75 cents in another. And I will say, if you're a thrifter and you want that thrill of the save, drive to Indio, because right now, I don't know how long it's going to stay this way, but right now that team wants people in that store so badly. They're pricing things real affordable. And so you're really going to save.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, you're really going to save.
You put things up for Halloween too.
We do. We do seasonal items. We do a big holiday business for, you know, the holiday
everything.
Season. And you know, that's funny is the stores actually sell holiday, the December
round.
Holidays all year round. People want to buy it all year
At
round.
At Joey's Revivals, if you go in the store and turn left, there's always a couple shelves of Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah. And then don't forget revivalstores.com. We do have a lot of our more collectible items online. If you can't get into a car and go shopping, or you want to shop for furniture from the comfort of your home, we have all of that for you. We just added gift cards to our website. Yeah. So if you want to buy gift cards as holiday gifts for your friends or birthday gifts, you can order them right there online. That'll be nice.
Talk about the Rev Club too, speaking of online.
Yeah. So it's, you know, listen, I write this email every week, and so I take a lot of pride in it, and I don't put out any garbage, right?
I really try.
Once a week, I send our Rev Club members a email that gives them everything they need to know for that week, what our sales are, any special promotions. This week, we had a wonderful discount code from our friends at the Palm Canyon Theater, who've got that great Sorted live show that you've starred in.
Did it for 6 years.
Yeah. And so, you know, plug for them. If you haven't gotten tickets to Sorted Lives, if you're a Rev Club member, there's a promo code to save some dollars.
See?
But, you know, if you don't have the Rev Club, still call the Palm Canyon Theater and get a ticket, because I've heard it's interactive. So it's fun.
Ain't it a bitch.
Oh, fun.
It's one of those shows. I was with Lainey Kazan not too long ago, and she's coming back to do something else for me. But it's like My Big Fat Greek Wedding. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows, or like the one that was just at Desert Rose Playhouse.
Rocky Horror.
Everybody knows every line.
It. Yeah, you know, the snapping of the rubber band, yes. Of Peggy and the whole thing. It's a great show. And so anyway, you sign up revivalstores.com. If you're not signed up, we'll send you, we don't bug you. We don't sell the list, but once a week, we're going to give you all the exclusive deals and discounts so that you have everything you need in one place. And then if you see something you like, you can plan your weekend accordingly and hit our stores.
That is Revivals, plural. Then there's another S, stores, plural.
Yeah.
.com.
Yeah.
And all the proceeds from revivalstores.com goes to
DAP Health. And so
that's DAPHealth.org.
Right. So like Palm Canyon Theater, we support them by placing an ad in their program. And if you go to the show, you'll see our ad on the back, and the ad says just for the health of it. And what that means is,
aren't you clever?
You know, because when you shop at Revivals, 100% of the profits go right back to your community. So we say support the community you want to create by shopping, donating, or volunteering at Revivals. Because all of that money is going to go back to fund comprehensive health care at DAP Health. And speaking of DAP Health, Revivals is partnering in a couple of fun ways to support the upcoming AIDS Walk, which is on October 30th. You can register to walk at desertaidswalk.org, which we'd love to have you do and come out on the 30th in Ruth Hardy Park.
Wear your costume.
Wear your costumes if you'd like. But if you can't, if you come into Revival stores, just tell the cashier you'd like to make a donation to the AIDS Walk, and they'll give you a great little donation card, and you can be part of the mosaic of supporters.
But it's so fun.
And, or come to our Revivals After Dark event in Palm Springs on October 8th. It's Revivals After Dark. It's a leather event for the leather community.
Can I come?
Sure you can. Everyone's welcome.
I have red leather.
All of those proceeds are being earmarked for the AIDS Walk as well. So there's a couple fun ways to, you know, experience the thrill of the save, and also become involved in Desert AIDS Walk.
You do such a good job, Mr. Community.
It's such a pleasure to come on your show.
Thank you. Depending on where we are in the calendar, on Saturday, Gypsy's going to be signing pictures or whatever you want over at Crazy Mel's about 4 o'clock. And Sunday, Gypsy will be back in town with Cindy Williams at the tea dance at Oscars.
No way.
All kinds of good stuff.
Can you get me in?
Of course I can. You come with me, baby. Stick with me.
I want to go with you.
You should. We'll do it.
It's a plan. It's a date.
Stephen Hinke, Mr. Community, DAPHealth.org, RevivalsStores.com. Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you, Joey.
Here comes the last installment of the Joey English Desert Datebook.
Joey Pals, this edition of the Joey English Desert Datebook is brought to you by the City of Palm Springs, palmspringsca.gov.
Palm Springs Aerial Tramway is operating 7 days a week, and walk-in tickets are now available. Check it all out at pstramway.com. Palm Springs Art Museum is open Thursday through Sunday. Tickets must be secured in advance at psmuseum.org. There are 5 exhibitions currently on view, including one featuring monumental drawings by artist Robert Longo. The Architecture and Design Center will reopen in September with the exhibition The Modern Chair. The outdoor Faye Sawakowski Sculpture Garden in Palm Desert is now open to the public every day from sunrise to sunset. Check it all out at psmuseum.org. Palm Springs Cultural Center / Camelot Theaters says, due to the recent surge in COVID-19 cases, the Palm Springs Cultural Center is reinstituting its mask policy. All attendees, regardless of vaccination status, are required to socially distance and mask up. We would also like to note we have invested in 2 new aerosol guns, which we will be using between screenings to sanitize the theater. Check it all out at psculturalcenter.org.
Joey Pals, if you miss anything, go to joeyenglish.com.
Okay, Joey Pals, next week, same time, all those stations, Nigel and I will be right here. Until then, you be well and all the best.